Allow your eyes to close down now, and I'd like you to become aware of your breathing. Notice the coolness of your breath as it enters your mouth or nostrils. Notice your chest as it rises and falls. Rises and falls as you inhale and as you breathe out in an easy, natural rhythm. Your own perfect natural rhythm. Just breathing in and out, inhaling and exhaling. Just allowing your awareness to focus on that breath. Now just allow that awareness to remain focused on your breath as you allow it to quieten and deepen. And begin to notice that as you allow your breath to become more and more relaxed, that it's a natural thing. You don't need to make any conscious effort to breathe. Your inner mind takes care of that breathing. From the moment of birth, throughout your entire life, for as long as you live. And just as your inner mind is the guardian of that breath and all of your bodily functions, it's also the creator of your dreams, the champion of your highest aspirations, and it's always supporting you, protecting you in the best way it knows how, working towards your greatest good. And knowing this, you can relax into every breath you take. From this point onwards, you can allow yourself to simply rest on your breath. Rest and relax. Knowing that the more you relax, the deeper you go. And the deeper you go, the more you can relax, allowing that subconscious mind, with all of its awesome power, to become aware, to work on your behalf, to effortlessly understand and receive positive suggestions, and to allow them to become a part of you for as long as it's of use. And these simple positive suggestions, they'll be allowed to sink down to the very deepest level of your subconscious automatic mind to help you at the onset of any panic feelings. And in doing so, give you an alternative to the panic reaction and the fear that you clung onto in the past. In order to be relieved of panic attacks and the fear of panic, it's important to understand what causes them. Panic itself may come about by things that you've been doing or are about to do in the future. Things that begin to trigger an intense, anxiety-provoking memory of a traumatic past event in life. Maybe a series of events, or maybe even simply the memory of the last time you panicked. They can come from your own experiences, sometimes by listening to the experiences of others. They can be triggered by accidents, illnesses, the death of loved ones, the result of incidents that you were suddenly thrust into unprepared. Sometimes they seem to come from nowhere at all, part of memories, and therefore sometimes need much deeper work to be practiced. Panic can set quickly and unexpectedly, and it can leave just as mysteriously as it arrived. Fear seems to happen when there is seemingly nothing to fear. And many times in your case, the panic is simply over the fear of the panic returning. So what we must address is the fear associated with panic. Now, this relaxing mind work is helpful in both mild and severe panic attacks. However, severe ones should utilize a form of regression to discover the initial root cause, and then that cause can be dealt with. But in this session, we can't address those root causes. So we'll address the current fear and help with that fear, which is the catalyst. The fear that you're going to panic again. The fear that you're going to have another panic attack. Or that you will trigger panic again when you return to a similar situation to where the old one happened. Know now that whatever happens, you are ultimately in control. You can stop it if you learn to focus by relaxing, just as you are now. By being relaxed, you can diffuse the anxiety, the stress, and the panic, and let go in the moment. Realize now that fear is in your head only. No one else can see this fear but you. Perhaps no one else even knows that it's happening, or has a clue except for you. You can't hold it, touch it, move it. It's not physical, and it's not outside of you. It's emotional, and it's inside of you. Therefore, you do have control over it. And the key is to get on top of it before or even as it actually starts, so you can stop it. And the way you're going to do that is by following these suggestions. From now on, your inner mind will alert you before or just at the beginning of a panic feeling. So you will then have a moment to focus on the following suggestion techniques. Worrying. Worrying often has a purpose, but it's often overused. It is helpful if it aids you in solving a problem. For example, if you see a puppy playing too close to a busy street, and you decide to move that puppy away, it should result in problem solving. But when you worry deep down about things that have not happened yet, or what may or may not happen in the future, then you are abusing the purpose of worrying itself to a self-destructive degree. So from now on, you no longer worry about the things you cannot change. And if you can change something that you may be worrying about, then you do it. You change it as soon as possible. Sitting back, letting stuff happen, procrastination or rumination, that encourages worry. So you no longer procrastinate, you jump into action. If you're worrying about something you can't physically change, then you must accept that you can't change it and move on. Worrying would simply be a waste of time and energy. And you wish to keep your time and energy for more constructive things. Now that you've ceased worrying, you notice that you can feel much better each day, without a worry about future events. You begin to achieve your goals easier. You enjoy life more. You feel good about yourself, your future, events in the future. You begin to think of the best outcome in everything. You're able to relax without knowing exactly how things are going to turn out, because you can live in the moment, not worried about the future. You're now convinced that whatever happens, you'll be able to handle it, because you've done it before. Life can become fun. Life is fun and enjoyable again. And you can discover that you can still be cautious and safe about things, but only the things that you're able to change and are in control of. Because while you're relaxing right here and now, so easy and calm inside of yourself, I wonder if you can imagine just how great it would feel to be this relaxed whenever you want to be. I wonder if you can create an image in your mind of you right at this very moment, perhaps doing something that used to worry you, but instead this time, as you do that thing, you're looking so calm and so easy. Perhaps you're looking as if you're just enjoying the whole process of simply being alive. Just knowing that whatever caused those feelings of worry, they're just a passing thing. A passing thing that will soon seem to be of no importance at all, because that worry belongs to yesterday, or last week, or even last year, or perhaps many years ago. And a lot of the time, especially from now onwards, you can recognize that there was never a need for that worry at all. And you might not even be able to remember most of what you were worrying about a while ago. And if you can, it's probably because what you're worrying about hasn't happened yet. I want you to spend a few seconds just thinking about something that may be worrying you now. Something that may be creating a little stress in your mind. And while you're thinking of that thing, I want you to see how good you are at remembering something that hasn't happened yet. Remembering just what it felt like when that thing that you were worrying about had actually happened, even though it hasn't happened yet. But just remembering that it felt so good when you remembered that it had happened and you didn't need to worry about it anymore. But right now you're probably thinking about something that has happened. Something that you were worried about until it happened, and now it's happened. It's in the past and you find no need to worry about it at all. That's because worrying about anything is simply a way of thinking about things. Something that your subconscious, that inner mind, learned how to do a long time ago. Your mind learned how to automatically think about any awful things that could happen, might happen. To think about the things we really hope will not happen. So then we start thinking about what we would do if these awful things did happen, and worrying even more when we think that we might not know what to do if those awful things happened again. And yet all of those things are based simply upon fear, rather than a solid belief that it's definitely going to happen. Because when we truly believe that something will happen, we can always decide what action we will take to prevent it. We will always make a positive decision. But when it's only a fear that something might happen, it means that we're not at all sure that it will. So it's not a surprise that we worry about what we will do, because in order to think what we would do, we have to think about the very thing that we don't want to have happen. And we really don't want to think about that, so we worry in case that thing happens. And that powerful mind of yours can do that automatically, way back in the background. So now you're going to learn a clever trick. A special trick. You're going to learn how to teach your mind to think in a different way. So to start with, I want you to think of that thing you might have thought of a few moments ago. That thing that you might be worrying about. Maybe feeling a little stressed about. And notice how it feels, about how you think about it as you feel and think at the same time. Notice how you feel as you think about it. That thing that you might be worrying about. Because right now, I want you to vividly imagine, using all of your imagination as clearly as you can, I want you to imagine what you actually want to happen. And of course, I can't know exactly what it is that you're thinking about, but I do know that whatever it is, you can think of anything in two ways. There's the worst way and the best way. And when you think of anything in the worst way, all you can do is worry and panic and stress about it. But if you think of it in the best way, you're then thinking of what you actually want to happen in the moment. You are thinking of a positive solution, a positive outcome. And then you can think about how you might be able to move towards that positive solution. How to make that thing turn out exactly the way you want it to. And notice how different that thing feels this time, as you now think about what you actually want to happen. So you've actually changed the way you feel inside just by thinking a different thought. And it's an interesting thing that as you teach your inner mind how to think about things in the best way, you become more likely to find a way of making a positive change to all the things you used to worry about. If you think about what you actually want to happen, rather than what you fear may happen, you can teach your mind to look for answers immediately. So that it's completely true that if you think about what you actually want to happen, the thing that you fear may happen will be less likely to happen. Now, of course, it's true that sometimes we have no control over a thing that's absolutely going to happen. But even then, we can think of it in two ways. The worst way or the best way. And the best way is to know that whatever happens, it's just a part of life. A part of life that you will and have found the best way to deal with. A part of life that will before long become a thing of the past. As everything does, it passes. And it's a fact that whether we worry about a thing or whether we don't worry about a thing, when that thing happens, once that thing has happened, it immediately becomes a thing of the past, with no worry attached to it anymore. Just as you're beginning to listen to me right now. Right now, it's a thing of the past. And it might even be that you're worried about that. And yet all is well and remains well. So from now on, you're going to discover that it becomes easier and easier for you to think about what you actually want to happen, instead of what you fear may or may not happen. As you teach that inner mind of yours to think about what you want to happen, it will begin to find solutions to problems, turning setbacks into an advantage more often than not. A few moments ago, I asked you to imagine just how great it would feel to be this relaxed whenever you want to be. And as you imagine that right now, being this relaxed, a special part of you, right there in the depths of your subconscious mind, that part of you that knows just what to do and just how to do it, is even now beginning to stir, stirring and becoming more active, waking up, and that activity will increase with each and every passing day, with every breath you take, until you automatically choose the very best way of thinking every time. And as such, automatically finding the solutions to problems every single time. Just take a moment to thank yourself. Because in a moment I'll be counting you back up and out of this level of relaxation as I simply count from 1 to 5. So let's begin now and getting ready to really notice the difference of coming back up and out in 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open on 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open. Welcome back.